We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour with our friend Dawn from the Parks and Rec Department. We're going to talk a little bit about winter classes coming up right here on WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report, the Iowa caucuses.
Former President Trump was the winner by a landslide.
We want to thank the great people of Iowa.
His margin better than 50%. CBS's Major Garrett.
The Trump campaign can replicate this in other states. He's going to be incredibly hard to beat. He's the incumbent, he's the challenger, and he's the victim. That is for him. And it was proved here in Iowa, a potent combination.
Nikki Haley finished third, just behind Ron DeSantis. She tells CBS Mornings, Trump is not the solution.
I don't think he needs to be the next president. I'm going to be the next president. And so we want to move forward so that he's no longer a part of the conversation, that we leave the chaos of the past, and we move forward with the solutions of the future.
Vivek Ramaswamy won't be moving on with the rest of the pack. He suspended his campaign and endorsed Donald Trump after finishing fourth in Iowa. Next stop for the contenders, New Hampshire. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate is in session today. The upper house is taking up a couple of bills aimed at child pornography. One would outlaw AI-generated images, and another would ban lifelike child sex dolls. The keynote speaker at this year's State of Wisconsin Martin Luther King Day celebration says he wants the promise of justice one day to happen today.
More and more, I feel that the people of ill will have used much more effectively than have the people of goodwill. We will have to repent in this generation, not merely for the hateful words and the actions of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
The Reverend Marcus Allen is a Baptist minister in Madison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. More snowmobile trails in Wood County are opening this morning. Trails maintained by the Rudolph River Rovers and the Sunset Drifters open Tuesday, January 16th at 8 a.m., The Vesper Snow Drifters will open a portion of the trail they maintain at the same time. Trails running from Vesper South to the Wood County ATV Intensive Use Area on Highway 54 are open, as well as Vesper Southeast to Wisconsin Rapids. The Kellner Knights open their trails on Sunday, and they remain open at this time. Trail conditions vary, and you should use caution. All other trails are still closed. Be very cautious on lake and river crossings. Remember that no ice is safe ice. The annual juried show at the Riverfront's Art Center in Stevens Point will open this Friday. Winter's Garden opening reception will be January 19th from 4:30 to 7. This year's showcase features artwork submissions and botanical contributions from plant enthusiasts and creative floral artists. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on locally grown radio.
Marquette with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Marquette got a much-needed victory over Villanova, 87-74. The Golden Eagles had lost three of their last five games. Head coach Shaka Smart.
There had to be some doubt, and I thought the guys did a great job of overcoming that.
Smart says they had a special guest speaker before the game, former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade.
D. Wade gave the pregame talk, and he said, you guys have to win today. I thought our guys did play with a level of desperation and commitment to what goes into winning, even as Villanova was raining threes in the first half.
NFL, it's the Packers against the 49ers Saturday night. Matt LaFleur on that throw from Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks in their win over the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, that cover zero play that he ripped that post to Wicks. I mean, that was one of those plays that just, you could sit there and watch that all day long.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is bitterly cold out there this morning, and that's going to be the case for basically the entire day today with a wind chill from minus 30 to minus 35. It'll be breezy, mostly cloudy, one above our high today. Tonight, four below. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy, with a high of 8 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K. And
good morning.
We're going to have some fun this morning because we've got our good friend Dawn with us today. Dawn DeSarcy, recreation supervisor with the City of Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department. Dawn, if you don't mind, if you could put the headphones on, I apologize. Melissa's on the phone here, and if she's got questions or comments, I want you to be able to hear. Dawn, how are you?
Great. How are you? And Melissa?
We're doing good.
Good morning. Good.
We're doing good. We appreciate you being in and really appreciate you coming into studio, Dawn. That was a little above and beyond. You didn't have to do
cold.
That.
It's a little cold, but it's okay. It makes good ice, right?
Yes, very true. Very, very true. And that plays in perfectly. We actually have you in on the perfect day, Dawn.
We do. Yeah. We do.
I want to talk a little bit about some of the winter activities that are going on.
Sure.
And if you don't mind, I would like to kind of start with a particular class that's coming up.
Absolutely.
The Pilates and
yoga, yeah. Yes. So this Saturday, we've got workshops with our instructor. She's going to kind of do a little introduction to each of the classes that she's going to be offering coming up. So that yoga flow is at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, and then yin yoga is at 11:30 on Saturday. Those both need to be pre-registered for, but if you're interested, absolutely get on our website and get signed up for those.
They're fun classes.
They are.
This time of year, too, we have a tendency to, not whether it's our fault or not, we don't get to move as much. Our bodies, they get a little bit stiffer, and then spring comes around, we want to get outside, we want to go hike, play sports, these things, and we wonder why our bodies are not ready to do that. doing yoga in the winter, doing some of these exercises, Pilates, some of these things, can really, really help. Not only you enjoy winter more, but you enjoy spring more even.
You're ready for it that way. Mm-hmm. Yes, these are great classes, and our instructor is super excited to offer them for us. And then we will have class sessions coming up, also 6-week sessions coming up after these workshops.
With a class like this, Dawn, do you have to go to every single class? Is it okay if you miss classes?
You can miss classes. It's up to you. You pay the rate for the 6-week class, and you know you attend the ones that you're able to. But they are on every Saturday coming up.
Excellent. And that website, wirapids.org, that's the website Dawn referenced there. We'll make sure to mention that again before we wrap up today.
Sounds good. And then our registration website is wr.activityreg.com.
Excellent. Dawn, there's also some babysitting classes coming up that I wanted to touch on.
Yes, we've got babysitting on March 1st, which is a day off of school for the Rapids School District, and then April 19th. So we have both of those classes coming up. We do have a limited number of kids that we can take for those classes, and you'll learn about babysitting if you have to stay home with your younger sibling or if you want to just start babysitting and making some money.
You know,
and what ages would you recommend to take that class?
These are basically grades 6 through 8. That's what the requirement is from Safe Sitter.
Good question. And that's a great point, Dawn. I think a lot of us, when we think of babysitting, we're thinking of friends or other strangers' kids or something like that. But your own siblings, it's not a bad idea to take that class. I know my brother and sister wish I did. What I like so much about the classes that you guys offer too is there's no downsides to any of these classes. They're all positives. They're all bonuses. Your kid takes this class, and whether they are better at watching their brothers and sisters, or if they don't want to babysit or anything, they find that out a little bit more.
Right.
And chances are most of the kids that take these classes are going to be parents one day. And there is
they probably are.
Yeah. There's so much about babies.
It's a good start.
It is.
Yeah. There's so much that I know from watching my brother and sister that was vital to me being a dad. Very, very important. Sometimes it was not doing what learning from mistakes, but, you know, it did help. It did help. This babysitting class, when does that start again?
We've got one of them offered on March 1st and the other one on April 19th.
Again, we're speaking with Dawn DeSarcy, recreation supervisor with the Parks and Recs Department here in Wisconsin Rapids. And Dawn, I love talking to you. We appreciate the time, but the whole reason I brought you in was to talk about Robinson Park. That is my my second home. I love Robinson Park, and we got some fun things going on over there.
We do. Well, our low board hockey rink area will be opening tonight. That's the plan, anyways. Ooh. It's been cold enough finally to make some ice, and then tomorrow evening we are planning to open the warming house at Witter Park.
Nice.
Really important things to note as we are finally getting some winter weather here, and we're going to be having people out there. Mm-hmm. That warming house is noteworthy. That's certainly important for people to remember.
Yes.
And we know, I know my father will be over there as soon as possible at Robinson Park to play a little hockey. And we know there's a lot of people in our community that enjoy that.
They do. They do for sure. And any of those areas you can skate, even if the warming house isn't open.
So, like
at Witter Park, if the warming house isn't open, the ice is still there. Just use caution, obviously, and when the lights are on, you can use it.
Yeah. There is also a winter pickleball league registration that's open.
There is. We have already started that session, but people can still sign up if they would like to.
I was going to ask. Okay.
I mean, it's full, but every week we do have people that aren't able to make it, so we can definitely take others if there are interested.
Very cool. I'm not surprised it's full. I had a listener who heard that you were going to be on the air with us, and they immediately asked about it and everything. And I was like, oh, geez, I didn't even know you played pickleball, but she loves it. And it's one of those sports that has really grown over the last couple of years in this area. Really popular.
It has. And I think this group loves it because then they're all ready for spring to get outside.
Right.
Because if you'll notice, in the spring and the summer, those courts are jam-packed.
They really are.
I have to say, I love the sound that the pickleball makes as it bounces around on the court. It's like, I don't know, it's very zen.
It's a sound of summer, right?
Yes. Well said, Dawn. Yes. I feel the same way about tennis. So, I hear you, Melissa. That's good.
For sure.
Dawn, we don't want to keep you too long. I know how busy you are and everything. But the Charcoal Expressions drawing class.
Yes.
That is an awesome idea and something I remember in school really enjoying doing, drawing with charcoal.
Yes.
I always thought that was a lot of fun. This looks
so
like
fun.
A really, it's a cool class to bring around.
They are so much fun. I've taken a couple of them so far. It is just so much fun. The instructor really guides you through, and when you see the picture that you're going to draw, what you walk out with is actually that picture.
It's
crazy how well you can draw. I mean, I cannot draw.
Me too. Yeah.
But the ones I've done are beautiful. And the instructor is that good.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. A lot of fun. We have another one of those coming up in March also.
Very cool.
On March 7th.
And Dawn, is there anything else that you wanted to touch on? I know that the spring classes are around the corner. Spring activities are. Is this a good time to be signing up and thinking about those?
It is. The other thing I actually forgot to mention is on the 24th of January from 5 to 6, we've got skating over at Witter Park with Rowdy and the River Kings.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun.
That is fantastic. We love our River Kings around here, especially here at on our sister station where we play River Kings games and everything.
Yeah.
We have Coach Peckman joining us once a week at least.
Fun.
Love our River Kings. Rowdy's had a lot of fun with the community.
Absolutely. And we had to reschedule that one just to be sure that, you know, it was supposed to be yesterday, but we didn't have ice yet. So
okay.
It's going to be the 24th.
I didn't want to put you on the spot with that, but okay, good to know. And thank you very much for the information.
You're welcome.
Dawn, if people have follow-up questions about some of what we talked about today, how can they get in touch with you?
Give us a call, 715-421-8240. Otherwise, our registration page is wr.activityreg.com.
Appreciate the time, Dawn. Thanks so much.
You.
Stay warm and safe out there, okay?
Thank you. You too.
And we'll talk
thanks,
again
Dawn.
Real soon.
Sounds
Don't be a stranger.
Good.
We'll have you back real soon.
Perfect.
Melissa and I will take a quick commercial break, come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost.
So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another brutally cold day with blustery winds and frigid wind chills. As highs today struggle to get above zero, it'll be feeling more like 20 to 15 below. A little less sun out there today under mostly cloudy skies, but that'll allow our temperatures not to plummet as cold tonight. Right now, it's 7 below.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you, teasing you with some warm songs.
That's what Seth does to us. We love him so much.
Gigantic shout out to our friend Dawn from the Parks and Recs department. Dawn's awesome. We appreciate you, Dawn. Thanks so much for the time. Find out more about those classes and more about winter and spring 2024 activities at wirapids.org, wirapids.org.
Get out there and get involved.
Mm-hmm. And sign up for those yoga classes, everybody. They're great classes.
Sounds like that would be a great intro.
Yes. Yeah, it really does. And a great instructor. They have a very, very good instructor over there for that. Mm-hmm. Let us dive into some entertainment news. The CW has changed its name and logo. As a reminder to everybody out there, the CW is still a network. CW television network, most commonly referred to as the CW, decided to spruce up its look by unveiling the new evolution in its logo design and brand identity. This includes dropping the definite article in its name, using the network's previous font in its logo design, and color scheming it to a single solid color, the orange reddish hot sauce hue, if you will. I don't see a difference. I really don't see much.
It just looks like a C and a W.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought the old logo was black, number one. Mm. And I gotta look. I wanna see the difference between the two.
Yeah.
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 Well, it wasn't all that much different. I guess the color is different. The W doesn't extend up as high as the old one did.
What I find interesting about this is the amount of money they must have spent on the marketing and the design of this. Yes. I would love.
We're gonna have a whole new design. Oh, it's a different color.
You ever see those? Okay. There's been a couple of great bits in sketch comedy history where people, you know, we're gonna redo your kitchen, we're gonna make it look awesome, and then people come in and like they're the only thing that's changed is like there's a painting up like or something like it looks the exact same. We spent thousands on this, you know.
But we replaced everything with new stuff. It just looks the same.
The Emmys were last night. Anybody catch them? Anybody watch them? 715-424-2600, 715-424-2600. Did anybody watch the Emmys? I'm genuinely asking. I did not. I was teaching. I was working. But when we were young, I think it was the tail end of the Emmys meaning a lot. Okay. Before you and I were around, the Emmys used to be one of the biggest games in town. It brought together TV, movies, and music. Covered a wide variety of stuff. I don't know which one came first. I believe the Emmys came before the Golden Globes, but it was a little bit like a more detailed and a more serious version than the Golden Globes. The Golden Globes used to be, at least, where Hollywood went to have a drink.
A little more lighthearted.
Yeah, yeah. The Emmy's a little more serious. It means something to win an Emmy. Even to this day, it still means something to win an Emmy. You know anybody that's won an Emmy because every Zoom call they have, it's right there. It's right in back. You can see it.
Sitting in the screen.
Yeah. And as if I ever won an Emmy, you would know. You would know I won one. I don't care about awards, but there's certain ones that still have some stature, that still have some meaning to them. Mm-hmm. As far as the winners, Succession was the big winner from last night. The TV show, Kieran Culkin, Sarah Snook all came home with awards. As far as comedy, The Bear, shout out to Jeremy Allen White doing some great work. Quintina Brunson, my old colleague, outstanding leading actress. Congratulations to her.
For Abbott Elementary, yep.
Yeah. Some big wins there. But if you really want to know the winners and losers and all that stuff, you can go ahead and look that up. What I want to focus on is the host, Anthony Anderson. I have to admit, I did a TV show back in San Francisco. Out in California. We filmed it. The particular day that Anthony Anderson worked with us, we were filming in San Francisco. I spent maybe 4 or 5 hours around this man. He could not be nicer, could not be friendlier, could not be more down to earth, all those things. So I am a fan of his, I will admit. Anthony Anderson hosted the 75th annual Emmys last night. And I feel like he just showed, okay, Anthony Anderson should be hosting a lot more stuff. I thought he was fantastic, and he is great and extremely talented. However, I believe his mother stole the show. I believe personally that his mother was the best part of the Emmys, and that's saying something because there was a lot of great people, a lot of great speeches, and again, Anthony Anderson did a banger job, was amazing, did fantastic. But they did something a little different with the Emmys. He recruited his mom, Doris, to cut people off when their acceptance speeches went too long.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seriously, he did this. Doris was sitting in the audience near the front, and when people went too long, she stood up and told them to wrap it up. Jennifer Coolidge was the first winner to face her wrath. As funny as the bit was, John Oliver made it just a little bit better, as he usually does. I'm going to play just a snippet of that for everybody right now.
I am not leaving without getting played off by Anthony Anderson's mom, so I'm going to start reading off the names of the Liverpool football team. In goal, Alisson Becker. Then you got Trent Alexander-Arnold. Then you got Virgil van Dijk, obviously. Oh, she's not here. I can get through the whole team then.
Baby.
Oh, I'd like to thank Jesus and my family. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
She starts to chime in there right at the end. It's fantastic. Well played, Mr. Oliver. Well played. Mm-hmm. I would have wanted. It's like having Don Rickles and you want to be insulted by Don Rickles. I would have gone long in that speech. I've always felt if I ever were to win anything, I've actually got my speech in my head already, and it's only about 3 or 4 sentences. In this case, I would drag. I would stretch. Just to have that wonderful woman yelling at me, I would do it. I would do it.
Well, and John Oliver won in 2. He won the scripted variety series and outstanding writing for a variety series. How are those different?
Yeah, I know. This is one of the things that drives people crazy about award shows. Also, there was cast reunions from Cheers, Grey's Anatomy, Martin, The Sopranos, All in the Family, Ally McBeal. Elton John wasn't at the ceremony, but he completed this EGOT when his concert special, Elton John Live from Farewell from Dodger Stadium, won the award for Outstanding Variety Show. So Elton, the only thing he was missing was that Emmy, and he got it.
Wow.
So Sir Elton John is now an EGOT winner.
Nice.
But if you go back and look up any clips from the Emmys, go ahead and look up the Anthony Anderson's mom stuff. Doris is amazing. We love you, Doris.
It pops up right away as soon as you type Anthony Anderson into your search engine.
If you would like another palate cleanser, another smile, though, today, I encourage you to just Google Christina Applegate at the Emmys award presentation. She had a standing ovation. A much deserved standing ovation. Then she jokingly scolded the crowd for shaming her and her MS by standing up.
Okay.
Incredibly well played, miss. Incredibly well played. I love Christina Applegate. One of the things I like about her is certainly her comedic timing and her ability on screen. She's been making us laugh since the Married with Children back in the day. She has been so vulnerable and honest with her, not only with beating cancer, but with dealing with MS now and so many of the struggles that she's had where so many people used to hide when these things happened. I think a big part of this comes from Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
And him being so brave.
Definitely one of the first.
And I don't throw around the word brave. I think that there's some words nowadays that we tend to do that with. When I use it, I do mean it. And I think that there are different levels of being brave. I wouldn't compare what a citizen does to what a soldier does. I think those are two different types of brave. But I also am not going to make light of a woman sharing these things that, or any human being that shares these things out in the open like she has done.
It makes you vulnerable.
Well, and it makes you real. People, that's what people want. People want you to be you. Our mothers were right the whole time. Just be you. That's what people want nowadays.
I have found that one of the most difficult things is being yourself and being vulnerable.
1,000,000,000%. Oh, yeah. 100%. I'm still working at it. I talk about it all the time, and part of the reason I'm talking about it is because I need to learn it too, and I need to be able to do it too. I have my moments where I think, oh, yeah, way to go, James. Nice, you were vulnerable today. Well done. And then I think about the 15,000 other times that I could have been vulnerable and I wasn't because of silly machismo or whatever else it is.
Sometimes it's easier to just shut down.
Yeah.
And pull back.
I think that's the biggest one. I think that's I don't want to say the biggest culprit, but one of the biggest culprits of that is, I don't want to bother people with my stuff, or it's easier to just, you know, I could tell you about my day, but my God, it's exhausting. I'd rather just, you know what, can we just go ahead and just cut that middleman out?
Let's just focus on you.
Yeah. How are you? How is it going with you and all that? Yeah. We all do it.
Deflect.
Yep. I am one of the masters of it. I am very, very good at deflecting. And I wish I wasn't. I don't say that. If it came across like I was saying that with pride, I'm not at all. So let's look at what's new on your small screen tonight. Celebrity Jeopardy semifinals are at 7 on ABC. Rachel Dratch, Mo Rocca, and Heather McMahon are on there. Any chance to hear Rachel Dratch, I'll take it. Love Rachel Dratch. NCIS Sydney is on at 7 on CBS. Name That Tune is on at 7 on Fox. The fifth season finale of Fargo is on Fox, FX, I mean, at 9 o'clock tonight. And
these seasons? Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize it's been on that long either. And the series premiere of Death and Other Details on Hulu. The legend Mandy Patinkin plays a brilliant detective trying to solve a locked room murder mystery aboard a cruise ship with the help of Victoria Bean, who may be the prime suspect.
Interesting.
Mandy Patinkin doesn't do work unless it's a good piece, unless it's a good script, unless it's a good idea. There are a handful of actors that I note their careers and I watch very patiently to see them work. And when they do, like I was talking about with Jodie Foster in the True Detective series, it doesn't mean, oh, this is definitely going to be a hit or this is definitely going to be good. But it gives me a lot more confidence going into watching something because of the choices that these people make. They don't need the money. They don't care about fame. It's about the work. And when Mandy Patinkin does something, that calls my attention.
Mm-hmm.
Should be good.
Yeah, mine too. Mostly because of The Princess Bride.
My name is Indigo Montoya. Kill my father. Prepare to die. My name is Indigo Montoya. Prepare for the news. It's coming up. On the morning
ring, but
it just doesn't hit as hard, does it? Doesn't hit as hard. Coming up on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former basketball star Dwayne Wade is donating $3 million to Marquette University. Wade's gift will grow the school's summer reading program for Milwaukee children, establish a scholarship program for low-income students, and expand the university's athletic and human performance facilities. A new study recommends Wisconsin put a formula for determining alimony on the books. Shea Dreffs is with Custody Exchange, the firm that did the study.
Having bad alimony arrangements can have impact on each of the ex-spouses, on their children, and it can have ripple effects.
The study says about two-thirds of states have no guidelines for alimony negotiations. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We're in the middle of a harsh Arctic blast. Brittany Merlot has more details.
Typically, very cold air in the Arctic is trapped inside a high-altitude swirl of winds called the polar vortex, which is surrounded by a lower-altitude band called the polar jet stream. If the polar vortex gets disrupted, the jet stream can become wavy and carry frigid air much further south than usual. Christina Dahl, a climate scientist, says to think of these polar jet stream outbreaks as global weirding. Climate change is causing all sorts of different impacts, and some of them are counterintuitive. Many climate experts believe that climate change likely plays a role. Judah Cohen goes even further, saying he contends that climate change in the Arctic is directly disrupting the polar vortex, as this winter's melting sea ice near Scandinavia, coupled with a high snowfall near Siberia, has set up a thermal contrast, which he says drove the polar jet stream into these waves.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
Marquette with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, Marquette got a much-needed victory over Villanova, 87-74. The Golden Eagles had lost three of their last five games. Head coach Shaka Smart.
There had to be some doubt, and I thought the guys did a great job of overcoming that.
Smart says they had a special guest speaker before the game, former Marquette and NBA star Dwayne Wade.
D. Wade gave the pregame talk, and he said, you guys have to win today. I thought our guys did play with a level of desperation and commitment to what goes into winning, even as Villanova was raining threes in the first half.
NFL, it's the Packers against the 49ers Saturday night. Matt LaFleur on that throw from Jordan Love to Dontavian Wicks in their win over the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, that cover zero play that he ripped that post to Wicks, I mean, that was one of those plays that just, you could sit there and watch that all day long.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another brutally cold day with blustery winds and frigid wind chills. As highs today struggle to get above zero, it'll be feeling more like 20 to 15 below. A little less sun out there today under mostly cloudy skies, but that'll allow our temperatures not to plummet as cold tonight. Right now, it's 7 below.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James with you. I'm gonna raise a holler about a working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Need the winter blues. That's what we need to do. Nothing like the wintertime blues. Melissa and James here with you, and we're going to dive into a fun one right now, but only a piece of it, because I want you guys to do some homework on this one.
Okay.
This comes to us from WPR.org, our friends over at Wisconsin Public Radio. I encourage you to support local radio, support your great stations out there. Mm-hmm. And this is a really cool article. You can find the article. It's right up there. The headline, Preserving Collections and Saving Cats Inside Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Museum. Cats are special companions to many people, including Sean and Hillary Redner. The couple love cats so much, they created Redner's Rescued Cat Figurine Museum, where they display thousands of cats, related figurines from around the world. And they also are a great home for promoting the adoption and a lot of cats support and everything. Mm-hmm. It's a really
shelters.
Yeah, it's a really cool article. Encourage people to check it out. You can again find it at WPR.com and .org. I'm sorry, WPR.org. And Trina La Souza, great work on that. Great work. She went to Menominee Falls to go check that out. If you're curious about the Redners, they have a fantastic Facebook page you can check out. Just type into your Facebook search bar, Redners Rescued Cat Figurine Museum. And yes, I just wanted to say it one more time. Yeah, that is part of it. That is a little bit of a part of it. It's a fun one, though. It's a cool one. And it's supporting a local, a great group of local people. Encourage you to check that one out, everybody. Let's go ahead and dive right into this. It's so cold that... That's the next article we're getting into right here.
It's so cold that
temperatures have been
freeze.
My thoughts have frozen. That's how cold it is. That's I went outside and immediately. Do you? In all seriousness, does that? I mean, that's got to happen to other people. It can't just be me. You get outside and you're so cold that you. What was I doing again? Oh God.
It's the spinning circle. The gray or blue spinning circle just kind of goes. Like you see on your computer.
Yeah.
Loading.
It's so cold that just thinking of ice cream will give you a brain freeze. Like, that's Ooh. How cold.
I don't think I'd be thinking about ice cream outside.
No, yeah. Probably not. Mm. Let's actually dive into this. Temperatures have been frigid across the U.S. over the past few days, so how cold is it? Well, you can call in with your jokes if you want, 715-424-2600. But as far as the details, it's so cold, around 150 million Americans, or 45% of the population, have been under wind chill warnings and advisories.
Mm. Yikes.
Almost half the country.
Mm. Wow.
It's so cold. AccuWeather posted a video of some frozen noodles suspending a fork in midair in Denver. That's a crazy image.
Oh, I bet.
It's so cold. The National Weather Service shared footage of someone in Flagstaff, Arizona, tossing boiling water in the air and watching it freeze. A lot of people burn themselves doing that, though, so please be very, very careful when you do that.
Be careful.
That wind, you may think you know what direction the wind's going. That phrase exists for a reason.
If it lands on you, that's going to be a bad time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, be very, very careful of that one, everybody. It looks cool. I'm not going to lie. It looks kind of cool when people do it.
Yeah, but it's far more fun to watch other people's videos.
Yes, yeah. It is so cold. A meteorologist in Lansing, Michigan, was driving to work yesterday when her windshield cracked for no apparent reason.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah, that is one.
Yeah, that's cold.
That is a fear, too. That is a worry. So I think a lot of people worry about that one. That's tough. Mm. It's so cold. People in Chicago have been posting videos of steam rising off Lake Michigan in the Chicago River. Had one of my friends who's a teacher send me video of the steam coming off the bean. And it just looks like a cooked bean. It looks like a big silver cooked bean, like when that's happening.
No, that is not hot.
It's so cold. Portland, Oregon's largest sewage station has been running at half capacity after one of their pipes froze. Mm. A backup generator also froze and sent sewage into around a dozen homes.
Oh, no. Yikes. That's bad time.
That is messed up.
That's really, really, really not good.
No. There are certain things we understand with the cold that we'll put up with. Not that. No. No, that is not
frozen
good.
Pipes are not a good time at all.
Stop
especially
it.
Sewer pipes.
Stop it, Mother Nature. It's enough. That's enough. Leave the people of Portland alone. That's not fair. That's not right. Mm-hmm. It's so cold. I know a lot of people might have seen this over the weekend. Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, his mustache froze during the game against the Dolphins in Kansas City.
Ooh.
Andy Reid, who has made fun of himself for looking a little walrus-like and being a bit bigger and everything, he really actually, like, that's the most to me he's ever actually looked like a walrus, like with the frozen mustache
really
and everything.
He really leaned into it.
Yeah, he really did. And very self-deprecating. I like Andy Reid a lot.
Good.
He's hilarious.
That's good. He can take a joke.
He does these commercials with Patrick Mahomes that are just hilarious. I really do believe either Andy Reid is a far superior actor than we realized, or he does not know the cameras are on. They're that funny. They're that
just
good.
Just naturally funny.
Yeah. And bottles of water at the concession stands were immediately freezing when they took them out of the fridge.
Ooh. Yeah, that's cold.
It was colder outside in the stadium than it was in a refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then they played a game on it in that weather.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thankfully, temperatures are expected to ease up after today for most of the U.S., especially as we get closer to the weekend. But as our good friend Brittany informed us, that also can come with some troubles.
Some issues, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's hoping it doesn't get too warm and we get some, rain that's just going to freeze.
Flooding.
Yeah.
And could be also bad.
Mm-hmm. Dive into this one a little bit, Melissa, because I find this one a bit interesting. Some people were worried that some people, I should say, worry. Is there when I move to this town, is there a wide variety of foods for me to try, for me to have? You know, I'm not going to want burgers every night. I want different things. And with that, we're not the only ones that thought that. Lots of businesses, a lot of local independent owners thought of that. And we had a rise there for a while of Mexican or Latin style restaurants, if you will.
Okay.
Well, that now we've got the data to kind of back up how much this happened. According to new data from the Pew Research Center, a whopping 99% of Americans have a local Mexican restaurant within their capacity. And local is within the same county. So it is a little wider than I think what some might think of as local, but still, that's 99%.
Well, who doesn't like tacos, James?
Yeah, yeah. Overall, 85% of U.S. counties have a Mexican restaurant, but the 15% that don't are so sparsely populated that together they only have 4 million people, which is about 1% of the population.
1% of the population doesn't have a Mexican restaurant nearby.
Yeah, that's
bad for them.
As of last year, there were more than 788,000 restaurants in America, and more than 80,000 of them served Mexican food. That's about 11%. And more than half of them are in California, Texas, Illinois, New York, and Florida.
Okay.
There are a lot of benefits to Mexican food, you know, addition to being really delicious, being generally quick, easy, and affordable.
Yep.
As for price, only 251 Mexican restaurants nationwide are rated on Yelp with $3 or $4 signs. That would be less than 1% of them. 61% were listed just with $1 sign. I don't know what any of that means.
The more dollar signs, the more expensive they are.
Yeah, okay, okay. That's cool. That's good to know. All right.
Usually, typical restaurants, I would say, I don't usually go to ones that have any more than $2 signs, because then you're looking at prices for your entree of, you know, upper 20s in price.
Yeah. Naturally, a decent chunk of these pricey Mexican restaurants are in expensive urban areas, L.A. County, Cook County, where Chicago is located, and New York County.
Yep.
Interesting. You can find the full article at pewresearch.com, pewresearch.com. I just thought that was kind of interesting. I don't think, had you pressed me or had you asked me beforehand, I would say maybe 40 to 60% of Americans have a Mexican restaurant near them. 99%? Never would have gotten to that number. Never would have thought of that.
Well, it is a hugely popular, you know, cuisine that we all have definitely embraced, and we've gone beyond Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You know, we actually are eating authentic Mexican food to some degree. It is pretty Americanized, but you can get authentic, like at La Taqueria. They have authentic Mexican food that you're not going to find at a lot of other places. But of course, there's El Mezcal and El Cafe. And then here in Abbotsford, I actually have two Mexican restaurants in this tiny little town of 2,000 people. And I haven't been to one of them because we go to the same one every time because we just love it so much.
That's a great example. Here in Rapids, three, four I can think of right off the top of my head.
There's the avocado one too. I've never been there.
You extend that to Nakusa, Port Edwards, and other areas near us and everything, and that expands even more, It's not surprising, except when you get that 99% to me. That part really took me. I think it's cool. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I was a little taken back. I didn't expect that.
And you can't discount food trucks either, because very often food trucks are Mexican cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
Find a taco truck somewhere alongside. There's one in Sparta I drive by every time I'm in that area, and I always think, I should stop there. But somehow it just never works out. I don't have the time, or I don't know, it's not lunchtime, or they're not open. I don't know.
All those poor tacos just waiting for you, Melissa.
Waiting for me. Sad tacos.
Wait for us on the other end of this time out, everybody. We're going to come back with a news release from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department about outdoor recreations. We've got an update on that. And we've got an interesting That Ain't Right story for you about curing your fears. We'll get into that a little bit. When we come back on the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough, but if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass. Eyes waiting. Started to wonder. Metamorphosis. Loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Another brutally cold day with blustery winds and frigid wind chills. As highs today struggle to get above zero, it'll be feeling more like 20 to 15 below. A little less sun out there today under mostly cloudy skies, but that'll allow our temperatures not to plummet as cold tonight. Right now, it's 7 below.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hope you're having a great one out there. We're going to take it to the top of the hour. We got some good stories of the day we're going to touch on, and some other fun stuff we'll get to as well. But this, we usually feature a That Ain't Right story here. And we're going to do it a little differently today, because we're going to talk about fears and phobias a little bit. And to me, I think fears and phobias are That Ain't Right story. They don't, we've got enough issues, enough problems in life. These things, they're not kosher. They're not cool to me. I am somebody who dealt with a phobia for a good, over 20 years. I was in my late 20s when I finally started to drive. I had a phobia of driving for a very long time. Was in a bunch of car accidents as a kid. Had a relative die from a car accident. Had another who was almost taken from us from a drunk driver. Really did a number on me. I killed that phobia. I destroyed it. And it took a lot to be able to do it. But once I got to the other side, there was no going back. And my the mental health that it gave me, the freedom it gave me, the confidence it gave me, killing something like that, destroying something like that, I believe everybody deserves that feeling. And this is kind of an interesting study I came across when it comes to this. A new study in Germany found that curing a fear of spiders can simultaneously cure a fear of heights, or at least help with that.
Really?
And they're very encouraged by this research because it could lead to, if you have a fear of drowning, it could also be tied to a fear of this, and it could help multiple people, because we've been focusing on, you fear of drowning. Well, we're going to focus on the drowning part. But it actually, somebody who's afraid of bears, it may actually, be helpful to use some of the tips for that with the drowning thing. They may not seem like, what would those two things have in common? Well, it's the human brain. Good luck figuring it out. We're still trying to map it. It's 2024 and we're still trying to map the human brain. So if that doesn't tell you right there, how all the data we can get from this is important and interesting.
Yeah.
Researchers worked with 50 people who had phobias of both, but they didn't address heights. They just tried to help with their fear of spiders. They used exposure therapy, aka, you're afraid of spiders. Here's one. Hey, we're going to hang a bunch of spiders out for a while. And
here's a spider.
And it did help. By the end, they were less afraid of spiders than they were before. But the weird part was they were also less afraid of heights, an average of 15% less afraid.
Wow.
And if you are
incredible.
If you are somebody who is afraid of heights, that 15% is not a low number.
No, that's a big deal. Because being afraid of heights, it can cause you to just completely fear of anything. When you have a serious phobia like that, you have a tendency to just be paralyzed in fear.
Multiple phobias is common, and until now, experts thought each one required a separate treatment. But the study found just conquering one had a ripple effect.
That's incredible.
That's really, really something. It's a really beautiful thing, I think. And that's
It's probably really encouraging for people who have multiple fears, because maybe overcoming, like the fear of water might be a little bit easier to, things that are on a spectrum, okay? My worst fear is fear of water. Next one is fear of spiders. The one before that is fear of bats. So if you can work on the one that is the least, overwhelming, and then also have it help with everything else, awesome.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing. Looking forward to seeing more and more research come from that, and we'll be following that story. We have a news release from our Parks and Forestry Department about outdoor recreation update. Snowmobile trails maintained by the Rudolph River Rovers and Sunset Drifters will be opening today at 8. They're already open. They opened about 2 hours ago at 8 a.m. Yeah. A portion of trails maintained by the Vesper Snow Drifters will open at this time as well. Trails running from Vesper South to Wood County ATV Intensive Use Area of Highway 54 and from Vesper Southeast to Wisconsin Rapids Area are open. Powers Bluff Tube and Ski Hills are open. Will be open this Saturday and Sunday.
They'll open up this weekend. We finally have enough snow.
Yes. The NEPCO Lake County Park multi-use trail has been groomed for cross-country skiing. During the winter months, this trail is only open for cross-country skiing. All other users must use single-track trails. And you can find out more by going to the Parks and Forestry Department's Facebook and Instagram pages or Travel Wisconsin for updating opening and closing information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they post all the snowmobile trails on that Travel Wisconsin website, too, so you can check them all there.
Yeah. Big shout-out to our friends at Travel Wisconsin, to Dan over at Wood County Parks and Forestry. Yeah. You can find out more at co.wood.wi/department/parks. Mm-hmm. And looking at our schedule for today, join us from 3 to 4. Wonderful midday magazine to kick off the week. And in part one, our good friend Ashley Hagenow, 76th annual Alice in Dairyland.
Alice in Dairyland.
We're talking ginseng today. One of my favorite topics.
Oh, fun.
My favorite Wisconsin topic. It's one of my favorite Wisconsin topics. Talking about ginseng, promoting that. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It's interesting, and I don't think that most of us, myself included, know all that much about it. And most of it I've learned from our Alice in Dairyland.
Yeah. If you're a proud Wisconsinite who likes to take pride in things Wisconsin, ginseng's one of those things. You can add that to
biggest crops.
Cranberries and cheese and
green beans.
And defeating my bears.
boom, baby.
In 3:30 today, we will have an update from our United Way. Looking forward to that. Oh, I believe Terry Johns will be joining us. Looking forward to always catching up with our United Way and finding out more about some of the great things going on out there and volunteer opportunities for you.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of volunteer opportunities, a big thank you to our friend Dawn from the Parks and Recreation Department here in Wisconsin Rapids. They are always looking for volunteers, and they're always looking for an extra set of hands. If you want to help out with that or find out more about winter classes, go to wirapids.org, wirapids.org.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Looking at our sports schedule for tonight, 7 o'clock right here on WFHR, Wisconsin men's basketball at Penn State. Big Ten matchup. Going to be a good one. Be sure to check that out. And tomorrow, we got Bucks basketball. Ooh, just good. 6 o'clock, our pregame will start off. Milwaukee Bucks at Cleveland. Should be a good game. Cleveland's got a nice young team. Not as good as Milwaukee's, though. We'll see how that goes.
You talk about sports like I talk about food, James.
Gotta do, don't I? It's all my dad's fault. It's all his fault. I blame him for that.
Way to go, Dad.
A family near Albany, New York, repurposed their giant skeleton decoration from Halloween and used it to warn truckers about a low bridge up ahead.
Ooh. Wow.
I encourage more of this. Love that. Now, it only works if you have something in your area that you can kind of warn people about or something like that. But I think even having one of those giant Halloween skeletons with like a sign that says like "Be kind" or something like that. Like, or we were talking about those "Live, Love, Laugh" signs or whatever. Like, even holding up one of those, like
"Live, Love, Duck."
Yeah.
You put that in your house when you got a low doorway.
Yeah. Live, laugh, watch out. That's good. That's good.
We crack ourselves up. Mm.
Hopefully some of the audience do. An 80-year-old man in India passed away, or that's what everyone thought. On the way to his funeral, the car hit a pothole and he suddenly came to.
Oh, my.
He'd been on a ventilator, but last we had heard, he was still breathing on his own again. He's now breathing on his own.
Wow.
Got a lot of follow-up questions to that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is an interesting story.
Yeah, he must have been in a coma that was deep enough to not, you know, have his breath wasn't detectable or, you know, I've heard of things like that happening, but
yeah.
In this day and age, that's kind of hard to believe.
Mm. And some local good stories. The Community Blood Center has a blood drive going on today. It kicks off in just a couple of minutes, goes till 3. This is taking place at the former East Junior High School Music Room at 111 on 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. If you can make an appointment, that'd be great. You can give them a call at 800-280-4102. That's 800-280-4102. Or you can stop on in. Walk-ins are welcome.
Yes.
Again, the Wisconsin Rapids blood drive happening today from 10 to 3 over at 311 Lincoln Street, Wisconsin Rapids, the former East Junior High School Music Room.
And if you can't make the one today, plan for next Monday, the 22nd, because our blood supplies are very low.
Yeah.
They're at like emergency levels of needing donors. And with the cold snap, so many had to be canceled.
Yeah, we really, really encourage people to be able to do that. And those that do, we thank you very, very much. We appreciate you very much. The Rams 6th grade orchestra concert's going on tonight from 6 to 7.
All right.
Over at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School, 1921 27th Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids, just a couple blocks from us right here.
Come on down and support our youth.
Yeah, yeah. Take that one in, everybody. It's going to be a really fun one. Enjoy and support those kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Valentine's for Wisconsin Veterans Homes. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is asking once again for caring individuals to send Valentine's Day cards to our veterans living at the Wisconsin Veterans Homes in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union Grove. Please be sure to mail your Valentine's Day card to your veterans no later than January 31st so that they may arrive in time to be distributed to all the homes by February 14th. They ask that you do not include candy, food, or snacks with these due to allergies or dietary restrictions. You can mail them Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veterans Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707. Again, that's the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Veterans Attention Veterans Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin. If you need that address again, please feel free to reach out to us. We will get that to you. Make sure that everybody gets that address.
This is a great way to brighten their day and say thank you for everything that they've done for our country.
You brightened our day, Melissa. Thank you so much for a great show. We appreciate you.
It was a lot of fun, James.
You guys be good to each other. Have yourselves a great day, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here at... Oh, Katrina, you go ahead and take it, Kat.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 90.